You are listening to Artbeat, and we have 6 minutes left, just enough time to squeeze in an interview with Lisa Lim about her commissioned piece, Transcendental Etude, that will be played this weekend. Lisa, welcome.
Thank you very much. Nice to speak to you.
You as well. So this is a commission that came from the Hildegard Project, Hildegard of Bingen being recognised as possibly the first woman composer. What does it mean to be part of this initiative, to be one of the composing women in the Hildegard Project?
Yeah, so Music of Eva Australia commissioned me to write this piano piece for Kirill Gerstein, the fabulous virtuoso pianist who will be playing the work on Sunday in Perth as the end of his tour. And it was commissioned through Music of Eva's Hildegard program. As you said, yeah, Hildegard von Bingen, 12th century abbess, really one of the first recognized composers in the Western sort of music canon, and she happened to be a woman. And she was sort of extraordinary figure in general as a writer, a scientific thinker, philosopher. And isn't it crazy that, you know, these centuries later, we still sort of somehow need a program to recognise half of the population's creativity. But anyway, I'm very happy to have been commissioned to write via this program, and have the chance to have the work played 8 times around Australia in the last month. So it's been really great.
And to be played alongside works by Liszt, Schumann and Chopin. When you think of your work in that context, how do we recognise something as being Lisa Lim's composition?
Oh, okay. You know, I used to really resist the idea of writing for piano. You know, I thought of piano as a rather kind of digital world, even though, of course, in the romantic piano repertoire, it is all about these floating and poetic gestures. But I'm really interested in sounds that are transforming and kind of very, yeah, very sort of malleable and changing. And so this work, even though it's based on some aspects of Franz Liszt pianism, you know, this kind of wow, you know, look at that pianist go. the kind of language that it is about like taking a tiny sound and then moving it around and changing it and taking it into sort of different sort of worlds of expression. And the work is kind of based actually on a tiny fragment of an Iranian ballad that was written in 22, Baraya, by Sherbin Hajipour, which maybe some listeners will know, became the sort of unofficial anthem of the freedom movement in Iran. And so I guess the idea of transcendence in my piece is more about that, of the poetics of that, rather than necessarily thinking about 19th century piano music. But there's sort of a nod both ways.
Do you think you've gotten over this resistance to piano? Do you think that there's going to be more piano music in your future now?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I mean, you know, composers, they're always setting up kind of different sorts of stories that might limit, limit them. But, you know, I mean, the piano obviously is an incredible beast, you know, with a lot of colours and huge range. And it's really about the performer as well. You know, what the performer brings to something can, in the way in which they lift the music off the page, you know, something that looks kind of static on paper suddenly comes alive and it's speaking and, you know, doing something in space in the presence of listeners. And I guess that's been the really exciting thing about hearing my work played by such a phenomenal pianist and seeing it evolve, actually, because I've heard it 3 times now live. And so that's that's the potential of music, I guess, is that it's a living thing and can change.
Yeah, so Kirill Gerstein's playing this piece tomorrow at Perth Concert Hall as part of his Australian tour with Musica Viva. Was there anything about his interpretation or his playing of the piece that surprised you, that made you go, oh, I never saw it like that, or I never heard it like that, but yes, I love it?
Yeah, I mean, actually, what's been really interesting in the three times I've heard it is that he started off in one place, which was kind of perhaps more connected to the Chopin Liszt world. And it's moved in that time to something perhaps which explores different colours. I made a connection to him via sort of thinking about Armenian music, actually, which, you know, it's not so far away from Iranian traditions. This kind of trembling kind of repetition that's in the music, you sort of brought out more. And
I guess really kind of tapped into where your inspiration was as well. It sounds like such an exciting thing to hear your music played by someone, especially someone as talented as Gerstein. Lisa, thank you so much and congratulations again. I look forward to hearing more of your work.
Thank you so much.
That was Lisa Lim talking about her composition for Musica Viva Australia.